Our destinies are written in the stars.
Next Chapter Podcast presents In the Cards, starring Connor Ratliff, host of the award-winning podcast Dead Eyes.
I'm not a loser, I'm just unlucky.
Tony nominee Stephen Boyer as his pal Lex.
You're a gorgeous catastrophe, Gil.
The Walking Dead's Lila Robbins.
This man is a train wreck.
Chukwudi Awuji as Professor Towers.
Look at your own lives. What is your destiny?
Jamie Ann Romero as Nadia, the tarot card reader.
When the moment is right, stop shuffling.
Written and directed by Kevin Henderson. Dropping August 9th. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Oral Stories. From Oral Stories, Bonnie Screws Up. Episode 7, Bonnie's Mom.
Duante! Hey!
Hey.
I came here as soon as I could. What's going on? Where is he?
We don't know, Bonnie. He's missing.
Missing how? Missing from where?
He apparently left home this afternoon and no one heard from him again, and he won't answer his calls either.
Does he usually do this?
This is definitely new, and Savita said they had a big fight.
I can see where you're concerned.
Hey, Savita. No, I still haven't heard from him. Any idea where he might be? Can you think of any other place?
She must be worried.
What? There's no reason to go to Bonnie's. She's here. She's here to help. Okay.
I'm not sure where he could be. He usually goes to the bar to drink, but you checked everywhere, no? Even the restrooms?
I did.
I'm sorry I can't join the search party, but it's an important class I can't miss. But I'll be there right after. Anyway, Dante, you know him better than I do.
She's doing her PhD in mathematical engineering.
Damn, girl. You're smart.
Tere jaise anpadh to nahi ho.
Savita, I'm sorry for all the misunderstanding. We'll find your husband in no time.
Whatever, Duante. I'll send you a list of places I think he might have gone to. Keep me updated, please.
My mom. I can't face her right now.
You good?
What? Yeah, totally.
Okay. I'm just waiting for Savita to text me.
Cool, yeah, no worries. Oh my god. Please, no. Sorry, it's my mom. She's texting me.
I'm at the airport. I'll see you soon.
No, wait. She's here. So, Naveen is a gamer?
Yes, also a game developer.
No way. That's so cool.
Yeah, he's a computer engineer mainly, but he doesn't like it.
Let me guess. His parents wanted him to become a computer engineer.
You know him well now.
He told me about his marriage and his parents. A little bit. It's not hard to piece it together after that.
I don't see him here, though.
Why would he disappear like this? Is it because of me? Did I ruin his marriage?
No, his marriage was already falling apart.
Yeah, but yesterday was a mess. I don't think they ever fought like that.
You think so? They fight about Naveen's drinking problem all the time.
But Savita thinking he would cheat on her? That's next level.
You think he disappeared because he's heartbroken?
Exactly. So, I think we're in the wrong place. What else is on that list? The lights are so beautiful. I can see Duante and I here on a date. Just enjoying the art, holding hands.
Bonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? You've been staring at those lights for a while now.
It gets me every time.
Wow. Focus.
Sorry, I got distracted.
We are trying to find Naveen, not appreciate art right now.
Can we pause the search for just a moment?
You're being ridiculous.
What? What are you looking at?
Just you. You look beautiful under the lights. Do you want a photo?
Is he admiring me? Oh my God.
Came here as soon as I could. Did you find him?
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No, you didn't interrupt. No worries.
Uh-huh.
But he's not here.
Let's hit the next stop then.
I won't be able to join you for the next stop. My mom came from Italy, so...
I thought you were from Spain.
Yes, but my mom has lived in Italy for the past 2 years.
Oh, I see. So, tell me, what was Naveen doing at your place last night? And be honest with me, please.
Savita, I swear there's nothing to tell you.
Look, I know you're not interested in him.
Finally.
You're into Duarte.
Yes, that's correct.
So, what was happening with Naveen?
I told something to Duarte that I shouldn't have. It's about work, and no one can know about it. He apparently told Naveen, who has a hard time keeping secrets because of his, drinking problem. Exactly. Then the reporter showed up, and I was going to take him home, but his car was not in a good spot. And, well, you know the rest. Look, I know I shouldn't have taken him back to my place. It was disrespectful to you. And I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Wow. She's actually nice. Although, her interview messed things up for me.
We're here. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Take care and tend to your mom. I'm sure she's going to have bad jet lag.
Oh, I wish it was just the jet lag.
Mom? Oh my God, what have you done to my apartment?
Mi amor, I've missed you.
Mami, no me deja respirar.
No Spanish. We have to work on your accent, my love.
Sí, lo que tú digas.
What did I just say? No Spanish.
Okay. Why is my apartment so clean? You texted me 2 hours ago from the airport. When did you even get here?
Half an hour ago.
And you're set up a modeling stage?
Social media needs a lot of effort. Speaking of, I brought you a gift.
A necklace?
She doesn't get me gifts for nothing.
Okay, smile. Good. Now you have to wear this for a week. We're gonna take lots of pictures with it. It's for a brand.
Of course.
Really, Mommy?
You're getting 50% of what the brand is giving me. So don't complain.
Okay, cool. I do need the money, so whatever.
Now explain. Why do people think you're in a relationship with a married man?
Mommy, it's not what it looks
like. Bonita Martinez, what did I tell you?
Please call me Bunny.
You're bonita to me, my love. Now, what are the rules?
Don't fall in love, don't get pregnant, and don't drink alcohol.
And why do we have these rules? Do you need a reminder?
No.
I fell in love with a married producer. Got pregnant with you, couldn't stop drinking after you were born, and it screwed up my acting career.
Yes, Mommy.
So how can you be involved with a married man? Have you lost your mind?
I'm not with him, Mommy. The reporters are lying.
Really?
I swear.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you. It was those reporters Leslie placed to follow you around, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, Leslie failed us both then. I'll talk to her later. The priority is the campaign.
What campaign?
Campaign for the voting. The poll is already up on the exclusive content page.
Oh, right. They were going to vote for the favorite character.
Yes. I've heard they were about to kick you out, but you convinced them to make this poll. Quick thinking. Very good.
Thank you.
Now you have to win. We'll do a social media takeover where you'll take over my account and post some Maria photos.
Okay.
In the meantime, no more drama. You're not to see anyone that caused you this trouble. That Indian guy?
His name is Naveen, Mommy.
Naveen, sure. No more seeing that man.
Oh, a text from Duante.
I found Naveen. He won't talk to anyone until you're here.
What's that look, Bonnie?
Nothing.
I don't like that look. Who's texting you? Naveen?
No. It's Duante. We were looking...
What?
I mean, it's Naveen's friend.
You know the rule about not falling in love.
I know. I know.
Bonnie, where have you been?
I came here as soon as I could.
Not soon enough. It's been an hour. My shift is about to start.
It's really hard with my mom staying with me, Duante. I can't come right away. I have to be sneaky.
What are you, a teenager?
Oh, shut up.
Damn, okay.
Sorry, I'm on edge with,
Your mom, got it.
So, what's the situation here? He's just sitting there, motionless?
Yeah, Savita was here earlier. He basically asked for a divorce, and she stormed out.
What?
Yep.
No way. But he said his family won't allow... Duante's drugs. He clearly doesn't know what's going on. Is he drunk?
He said he's never felt this clear in so long. So I don't think he drank any today.
I mean, I don't even know why I'm worried that he wants to get out of an unhappy marriage. That's totally okay, right?
Right. I asked myself the same question. But I'm still worried. I can't help it.
I'm scared to go there, Duante. Will you come with me?
Sure. But before we do that, I have to tell you something.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you out.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. What? Is he for real?
Not now, but tomorrow, I'll ask you out.
Okay. Yes. I mean... Ask me out tomorrow. Hey, Naveen.
Bonnie, I've been waiting for you.
So I've heard. What's up with you? Are you feeling okay? How long have you been out here?
Aw, that's so nice of you. You're concerned about my well-being.
Of course. We're friends now, right?
Right.
You okay, buddy? I have to go for my shift, but I want to make sure you get home safe.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, so I wanted to tell both of you why I've decided to get a divorce.
Why does he have to tell us kneeling down?
Bonnie Martinez. I just met you yesterday, I think. Maybe even a day before that. But it feels like I've known you for so long.
Wait, what?
I'm not ready to marry someone else. I'm not ready to start a family. But I'm ready to explore what we can become, because you're so lovely, lively, kind-hearted, and super talented. I fell in love with you as Maria first, then I got to know you in real life, and you're all I would want to inspire me to become a better person.
What the hell? Did Naveen just propose? Ask me out? Oh no. Duante, he doesn't look happy. Why is everything in my life so out of order? So messed up? Naveen, I don't think you're thinking clearly. I'm not Maria.
I know, look, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for this to be so sudden. I'm married, so it's definitely not cool. But I'm getting a lawyer tomorrow and starting the process for a divorce.
This is not fair to Savita. Not fair to me. Not fair to Duante. Has he ever thought of any of that? You've lost your mind, Naveen. I liked you better when you were drunk. I can't take it any longer.
You've been listening to Bonnie Screws Up by Oral Stories, written and directed by Sera Ambarchi, produced by Camille Johnson, executive produced by Inia Fong, performed by Clara Navarro, Samuel Abam, Kosha Patel, Rocio Geralding, and Sunita Punjabi. Music composed by John Reuter. Sound design and editing by Alexa Rubacaba. And recorded at Shane Salk Productions in Hollywood. Like and subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss the next episode, or visit us at oralstories.com. Check out Fast Track to 40 and Up a River, also from Oral Stories.